On 89.7 FM, where the time is 10 past four. Well, when he was opposition leader, Barry O'Farrell promised to return planning powers to local communities, but now he's in government, it seems to be a slightly different story. Auburn Council have opposed a development at Wentworth Point, Homebush Bay, and found it hard to make their voice heard. Locally, the redevelopment of the derelict RSL site in McPherson Street, Bronte, is a similar situation. There were scenes of celebration at Waverley Council in July last year when the council decided to refuse the Bronte RSL development application. But since then, the developer has lodged an application with the Department of Planning to overturn that decision. Waverley Council engaged in extensive consultation to gauge what the will of the local community was on the issue and acted accordingly when they refused the DA in its current form. Now, that decision could be overturned. Stephen Lightfoot is the leader of the action group called Save Bronte.
Well, Michael, it's been going on since October 2012. Probably before that, really, but the community got involved in October 2012.
And when you say the community got involved, you formed this organisation, Save Bronte.
Yes, what happened on the 24th of October 2012, Waverley Council actually held their first community consultation meeting at the Bronte RSL. And there was over 300 locals turned up. It was more than three times what they were expecting. They were really inundated with locals at that meeting. They weren't prepared for it. And it just showed the strength of feeling in the community about what was going to happen at the Bronte RSL site. And so a few of us on that night got together and formed the group Save Bronte.
So what is proposed for the site? I mean, you're not anti-development.
No, let's get that straight out of the way straight away, Michael. We're actually in favour of development at the RSL site. We're in favour of a development that complies with the Waverley Council drafted and implemented planning controls for the site. What we're against is overdevelopment of the site.
Well, that's the disappointing thing, isn't it? I mean, Waverley Council have consulted with the community and the community have said, this is what we want. And Waverley have fallen into line with that. But now you're being overridden.
Oh, yeah. Now we're shut out of the process completely. But yes, to give Waverley Council credit, they undertook an involved and comprehensive process, strategic planning process. I mean, this is what the state government's asked for, strategic planning involving the community. And that's what Waverley Council did. And we had a bit of a tussle with them, you know, a bit of argy-bargy. We wanted a bit more than they gave us. But in the end, they did listen to the community and they adjusted the plans for the site according to what the community wanted. And again, we didn't get everything, but they did listen to us. Whereas the state government, they're not listening at all. The state government's pretending that process didn't take place.
So the developers have gone to the planning minister and asked for the whole thing to be reassessed.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. So originally the developer asked Waverley Council to do some zoning adjustments on the site to fit the building that they wanted. And that building has been assessed as being two times the size of what they're allowed on the site. And so it was refused when it came in as a DA. So rather than appealing that decision, the developer instead asked for the planning controls to be changed on the site to fit the building. Now, Waverley Council actually unanimously refused that back in July last year. And to bypass that decision, the developer paid fees of about $20,000 to the Department of Planning and asked them to review the decision. And what we've seen now is that one unelected, unappointed officer in the Department of Planning has actually overturned the decisions of our entire council, elected council. I mean, it's not democracy and it's just not right.
And this is happening at other sites in Sydney, I understand. There's a thing going on with the Auburn Council.
Yes, that's right. Channel 7 covered that this week when they did a piece on our story. But we've also heard it's happening locally. There's a development that's planned at the Wellington Street Tennis Courts in Bondi. And we've heard that the developer there is going down the same path, going to bypass the council and go straight to the Department of Planning.
So where do you go from here? I suppose that's an obvious question.
Yeah, well, you know, Michael, we've had a lot of support from the community. I mean, by any objective measure, the community is united against overdevelopment at the Bronte RSL site. And we're going to continue our opposition to it. And we want the minister to keep his promises to the people of New South Wales and to stop this developer's plans once and for all. I mean, he's promised to return planning powers to the people, and he's promised to allow councils and communities to set the rules and vision for development in their local area. And that's what we've done with Waverley Council. And right now, his decisions and his department's decisions have broken those promises.
Well, I think Mr. O'Farrell, if he wants to be re-elected, I mean, there are lots of things you can do to offend electors, but when you do something in their local suburb, in the street they live in, you're really living dangerously, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, Michael. And I mean, if you watch that Channel 7 story from last week, it's available online at our website. There's a lot of strong feeling in the community. We had a big crowd there, over 200 people. Even the Channel 7 reporter was surprised at how many people turned out for this thing. There's a lot of strong feeling against overdevelopment at the RSL site. And all we want is Minister Hazzard to keep his promises to the people of New South Wales.
I must admit, I'm not taking sides in this, but I don't understand why you need a supermarket in Bronte. I mean, Bondi Junction has about four that I can think of. And that's about 7 minutes away from McPherson Street. Or you could go to Randwick, which is even closer. Why do you need a supermarket in Bronte?
Look, Michael, that's what we've been asking since day one. There is so much retail amenity around this area. Bondi Junction, Coogee Bay Road, Randwick, Bondi itself. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And we're not against shops in our neighbourhood centre. There's already shops there, and under the council plans, you could have a shop of up to 400 square metres, which is a reasonable size shop. And you could have a nice shop there and no one would complain. What we don't want is a supermarket. What we don't want is Coogee Bay Road in our residential neighbourhood.
Well, that might be a better place to site this. If you're going to have a supermarket, put it in Coogee Bay Road. I mean, it's already that sort of area, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it's more the zoning. Our zoning in the McPherson Street is a neighbourhood centre. That's a small zoning. It's for small shops. What we say is we want local shops for local people. And that's what the zoning's about. It should be servicing people who can walk to the shops, not people who are going to drive from suburbs around and come and create traffic chaos around the residential streets of Bronte.
Well, another thought I've had is that there should be a general rule for beachside suburbs that you don't put that sort of development in a beachside suburb, because there's a lot of traffic created by people just going to the beach.
Yep. I mean, yeah, that's right. And I mean, if you look at the site, Michael, there's not only the beach, there's the Clovelly Public School just around the corner. And in fact, the developer's original plans, which as far as we know still hold, are to have the trucks going straight past the Clovelly Public School, and also at the other end of Chesterfield Parade, the trucks are supposed to go past the Bronte Childcare Centre. I mean, this is a high pedestrian area. Children walking to school, walking to childcare, walking to the Clovelly Scout Hall. And we know from published evidence that children are not traffic safe until they're 10 years old. There's a lot of kids under 10 years old walking around these streets. We don't want the trucks that are going to be associated with this retail development.
So for anyone who's opposed and hasn't heard of your organisation, what do they do to help you out?
Well, please go to our website. That's the first point of call. There's a lot of information there. That's savebronte.com. You'll find there information about our campaign, our contact details. You'll find that we're running a campaign to get Minister Hazzard to keep his promises, and would ask anyone who's listening today and who cares about democracy to write an email to Minister Hazzard and say, keep your promises to the people of New South Wales, keep them at Bronte. And the website has all the contact details on there for Minister Hazzard.
And when will you know if this has been resolved in favour of the people?
Well, it's all a bit of a vague process, Michael. This appeal process that the developer's gone through is called a pre-gateway review, and now we're moving into the next stage, which is called a gateway determination. And there's no timeline for this sort of thing. So we just have to keep plugging away until the Department of Planning releases information. And this is why we feel so shut out of the process. We don't even know what's going on. We just have to wait until the Department of Planning releases information.
And that's Stephen Lightfoot. I was talking to Stephen this morning, and he says they've had more than 200 people write letters to the Department of Planning, to the Minister. If you want to find out more about that issue, you didn't know about it, go to the website savebronte.org. There's a wealth of information there, as Stephen said. There's also an ABC 730 report, which is fascinating. You can watch that. If you want to express your opposition, there's a pro forma letter you can send to Planning Minister Brad Hazzard at the savebronte.org site. Fascinating little statistic I've found is that 40% of registered clubs in New South Wales are owned by the RSL. That could be a gold mine for developers, couldn't it? It absolutely could. This is 89.7 FM Drive with Michael Muir at 20 minutes past four.